NEET accuses Tucker Carlson of nativist smears as it continues to employ individuals with history of racist statements. By Hannah Blow on July 9, 2020. The New York Times on Wednesday took issue with Fox News's Tucker Carlson over his criticisms of far-left lawmakers, accusing him of unleashing nativist smears. The attempted lecture comes as the Times continues to employ several individuals, from editors to fact-checkers, who have made waves with racist utterances of their own. The Times took specific issue with Carlson's recent critiques of Senator Tammy Duckworth, DEIL, after the conservative firebrand suggested that she and many of those within her caucus actually hate America. He renewed those criticisms on Tuesday night. "There are many of us here who do like this country," Carlson said, emphasizing that we live here. "We don't want to destroy it. We have every right to fight to preserve our nation and our heritage and our culture," he said. "And when vandals like Tammy Duckworth and Ilhan Omar tell us that we're not allowed to question their patriotism, even as they scream about how horrible America is, we have every right to laugh in their faces, and we should," Carlson added. The Times described Carlson's defense of American patriotism as nativist attacks on Democratic women of color, contending that the attacks are hardly new for Carlson and President Trump. Despite the paper's assertion, Carlson issued no such attack in his monologue, rather highlighting and responding to the stream of anti-America remarks routinely offered by ultra-progressive Democrats, like the members of the Squad. For example, Omar this week called for dismantling systems of oppression, which includes America's economy and political systems. "If anyone should love America, it's Ilhan Omar," Carlson said Tuesday. "This country rescued her from a squalid Kenyan refugee camp and made her a national figure. Quite an ascent. But Ilhan Omar is not grateful. She hates us for it." Meanwhile, the Times, while pointing fingers and accusing others of launching nativist attacks, has largely failed to address the racial animus in its own newsroom and continues to employ individuals with a history of controversial racist remarks, demonstrating the establishment media outlet's stunning double standard on the issue of race. Breitbart News exposed a years-long history of anti-Semitic and racist comments of Times editor Tom Wright Bersanti last August, which came as the senior editor outlined the outlet's plan to target the president over racial issues following the failure of the years-long Russia collusion narrative. "I was going to say crappy Jew year, but one of my resolutions is to be less anti-Semitic," Wright Bersanti tweeted on January 1, 2010. "So, happy Jew year, you Jews." As Breitbart News reported, one tweet that is still public is from the early morning of New Year's Day in 2010, when he admits he is anti-Semitic but announced that his New Year's resolution was to be less anti-Semitic, even though the tweet's content mocks Jewish people. "I was going to say crappy Jew year, but one of my resolutions is to be less anti-Semitic," Wright Bersanti tweeted on January 1, 2010, at 9:35 a.m. "So, happy Jew year, you Jews." Another one from the evening of December 15, 2009, includes a photograph of a vehicle with what looks like a menorah culturally and religiously associated with the Jewish holiday of Hanukkah on the roof. Wright Bersanti commented, "Who called the Jew police?" Breitbart News has not been able to determine what Wright meant by the Jew police, and the New York Times has not yet responded to requests for comment on this matter. He also tweeted racially insensitive statements on Asians and Indians, as Breitbart News extensively detailed. Even though the Times later admitted that the tweets were, in fact, racist and anti-Semitic and a clear violation of our standards, it continues to employ Wright Bersanti, who has been at the Times for over 6 years, according to LinkedIn. The following month, Jasmine Hughes, an associate editor of New York Times Magazine, was also exposed for unleashing a slew of racist and anti-Semitic remarks on social media. Some of those tweets have yet to be deleted. According to her LinkedIn, Hughes remains employed by The Times. Sarah Jiang, who joined The Times editorial board in 2018 and remains employed at the outlet, has a well-documented history on social media of targeting dumbass fucking white people. Many of those tweets remain active. "Oh man, it's kind of sick how much joy I get out of being cruel to old white men," she wrote in one tweet, dated July 24, 2014. Later that year, she tweeted the hashtag, #cancelwhitepeople. The Times controversies do not end there. In 2019, The Times demoted, but did not fire, Deputy Washington editor Jonathan Weissman after concluding that he had lapses in judgment, stemming from complaints over a now-deleted tweet reading, saying at Rashid Tlaib, D. Detroit, and at Ilhan MN, D. Minneapolis, are from the Midwest is like saying at Reploid Doggett, D. Austin, is from Texas or at Reap John Lewis, D. Atlanta, is from the Deep South. Come on, day. He later demanded an enormous apology from author Roxane Gay over her criticism of his remarks. Jonathan Weissman met with executive editor Dean Baquet today and apologized for his recent serious lapses in judgment, The Times said in a statement. As a consequence of his actions, he has been demoted and will no longer be overseeing the team that covers Congress or be active on social media. I accept Dean's judgment, Weissman said at the time, adding that he's right to do what he is doing. I embarrassed the newspaper, and he had to act, he said. The Times faced controversy yet again in September 2019 involving Gina Chrilis, who described herself as a researcher and fact-checker for the New York Times opinion section, over what appeared to be a history of using racist and homophobic slurs on social media, as documented by Newsmax's John Cardillo. Say what you want, but I hate going to Asian nail salons. They feel fucking entitled, and don't know anything but basic ghetto shit, she said in one of several tweets. Another day, another bigot exposed at the New York Times. Are they ever going to do anything to address the rampant hatred at their paper? Donald Trump Jr. asked at the time. The Times has yet to address the widespread issue. Chrilis, like her colleagues with similar histories of controversial, racially charged remarks, continues to be employed by the outlet, according to her Twitter bio.